Spirit of God, and then you will truly be called the children of God. He says, "Here I am, the voice of one crying in the desert." But he says, "There is this one who is among you, living with you, here, hearing my voice with you, and you do not recognize it." When we speak of the comings of Jesus, we speak of the three comings that we celebrate. The first one, of course, is Christmas, and this is joyful for many reasons, but it's also an ache in the heart of those who perhaps have lost somebody in the past year that they love or have moved away, and they recall and they live the happiness of these days, and now we see them moving away from that kind of joy that they experienced on Christmas Day. And there's a little sorrow in their hearts, and we pray for them at this time. It was Christmas. It's very, very hard for people who do not rejoice in their hearts or rejoice or feel any joy because they are confronting difficulties in their own lives. But for most of us, it's a very happy day. It's a family day. And it's easily explained. We celebrate the first coming of Jesus as if we celebrate his birthday 2,000 years later. And in the celebration of his birthday, we become one with that day. And it is almost when we hear the story told again and again about the birth of Jesus, we almost feel that once again, he is being born in Bethlehem. The second one, the second celebration we celebrate, is the second coming of Jesus. And this is given to us in whole. We know the Messiah came to establish the kingdom of God among us. But that kingdom will take time in order to develop. So then the full realization of that kingdom, the realization of the kingdom of peace, of joy, of one family under God, the full realization of God's work in this world will come at another time, and we hope it will come soon, and yet no one knows when it will come. And so our joy is a kind of a joyful hope. It makes us understand that this world is full of meaning and purpose as it moves faithfully and carefully, and sometimes skipping a bit here and there, but it's moving towards the unity of all mankind, full realization of God's triumphant love for all things. And so Jesus gives us this time when he says that on that day the Son of Man will come riding on angels' wings, and he had to be the day of great judgment. But in today's the third coming of Jesus seems to be more fitting for today's gospel, when Jesus says, "There is one among you whom you do not know. There is one among you whom you do not recognize, and that one is the Messiah." And so I'll end this with the story. I'm sure that many of you have heard this story before about the rabbi in the West. You know the story about the rabbi. Once upon a time, but it wasn't once upon a time, it was maybe 200 or 300 years ago, in a place in and around Central Europe. There was this very famous monastery full of Hebrew monks, and a wonderful monastery it was. All the people in the area used to crowd the masses on Sunday. Everyone was happy to be there to hear the monks sing, and they were so cheerful and happy that it was contagious, and they helped just by their mere presence there to heal many of the problems that confronted this little village and all of them, most of the farmers. Now, on the side of this very famous monastery was a great woods, lots of beautiful trees. And the habit of the monastery was to go walking through the woods. And one time he was walking through the woods, he spotted a little place. It was not exactly a house, just a shelter. He went inside, and it was this rabbi. This rabbi was praying to the woods at this time. And so he went over and he introduced himself to the light and the captain of that days where I'm not saying the same prayers, doing the same things day after day. There's a little edge of their spirituality, and they began to be complaining about this. And they're very egalitarian. People, when they came now, singing wasn't as good as it used to be, and this and that, and there were complaints. And finally, the people began to fall off, you see. And the monastery, the abbot always left quarters at this time, because he needed so much to talk to this friend who understood all the things in his heart. The rabbi, he said, whenever the rabbi comes into the room, she called me. And so one night, one afternoon, his second in charge came up and said, the rabbi is in the woods, the rabbi's in the woods. And he said, so he ran out and he searched around and he finally found a little lean-to, and there was his friend doing a prayer. And they met and embraced, and they shared from their experience. They had to see each other a few years. And the parent said, you know, rabbi, I have something to tell you, and it really affects me. It makes me quite sad. The monastery that I told you about, the old days, is no longer. Something is wrong with us. Something is missing. It's not a matter of believing in creeds or practices. It's a matter of hearts. And so the rabbi very insistently, and he said, Abbot, I don't know that's a great thing, but he said, just before they left, before the Abbot went home, he said to him, now Abbot, he said, I have this secret. I'm going to give you the secret of very, very secret, not to tell anyone. And the secret is this. One of the members of your monastery is the Messiah of God. The abbot thought he made him put it on because, but he knew that his friend was a sincere and wonderful rabbi. And he looked at him and he said, one of us. Is the Messiah? The rabbi said, yes, but don't. So he went back, and the first thing he did was he called his second commander, and he said, Father Dominic, he said, I just met the rabbi, and I have a secret, and but I can't tell it. But don't worry, because the monastery will be well again. He was dying to tell what the secret was. He made this promise to the rabbi, and finally he saw that the rabbi was so happy, he wanted this to be known. So what he did was he said, now, Abbot, not to tell me for the little man here. He said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you, but you don't tell anybody else. Not one other person. Oh. So he said, when I was with the rabbi in the woods, and the rabbi in the woods said that one of us, one of the members of our monastery, is the Messiah. Oh, so surprising. And as he was leaving, the abbot said, now don't tell a soul. The abbot said, don't tell anyone. Well, you can imagine what happened. He got down to the end of the hall, and there was his favorite brother, a buddy of his, he was on his way down to the kitchen to prepare supper. And the cook says to him, why are you so happy? You're almost dancing around. He said, you know, he's a character. He said, well, he said, I can't tell you. What do you mean you can't? What's the secret? What's the secret? He said, well, it's a secret of the rabbi in the woods. And I'm not going to tell you because the prophet said I shouldn't tell anybody. Well, he said, just tell me I'm the promise. All of a sudden, it wasn't very far along the way, that everybody in the monastery knew what the rabbi said, and nobody knew that the other person knew, because each one just followed the rabbi. And so what happens is they all said, which one is it? And they couldn't figure it out because they were ordinary, very ordinary people. I mean, they had to. Now, some of them were singers and some were patient and some were this and that. They also had their temperaments. They argued a lot and they were lazy and maybe sometimes they drank too much. treat everybody as if they're from somewhere. And you bow to them at least to pay homage to the true disciples among them. And all of a sudden, they began to care about each other and see the good things in each other and say, yes, my brother so and so, because even though he loses his temper, he's so kind and generous heart that he'll be any destroyed. And gradually, the whole monastery changed. And the brothers began to realize how lovely it was to live among people who were so kind and generous and thinking and loving and so Christian. So Jesus himself was among them. Thank you.